Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 32, and I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. Another week has ended upon us here, and we have some horse racing coming up here on Saturday, and we have 3 weeks away from the big derby, Kentucky Derby, the first leg of the Triple Crown, and a lot of exciting things going on, huh?
Yeah, there is. There is, Dave. I think this is the last weekend of any preps that matter that still can award points. And so it's you know, from what everything I can tell so far, this is shaping up to be pretty wide open derby. So it'd be a lot of, you know, I don't think we're going to have any Justify or American Pharaohs in this field. So, but that always makes for a good betting opportunity, Dave.
It sure does. So let's talk about what's going to happen this week, and let's get started here. So be sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find the links, all the ways you can listen to us. Just click a link at the top, but you'll be able to listen to us. And be sure you join our Facebook group. Their link is also there on the website, where we post all kinds of topics on that page. You also can ask your Amazon Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to hear the latest episode. Also, be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, where you'll post any changes, and you might post something else that we're going to talk about here in a second on Twitter. So our donation page, be sure you visit our donation page at patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. If you click Become a Patreon on the button at the top right, then the next page will bring you over to our monthly win, place, show donations, or you also can click a custom pledge where you can give us a one-time donation. We'd really appreciate the support, and thanks for listening. So this week's agenda is going to be a review of what happened last week, and then you have another segment, and as I mentioned with Twitter, how important it would be following us on Twitter. You're going to talk about the Arkansas Derby, and there's some interesting news about that in a minute. And then you've got three stakes races out of Keeneland this coming Saturday. So with that, go ahead and review what happened last week.
Yeah, Dave. So last week we handicapped 6 graded stakes races. If you remember, it was a Derby and Oaks kind of prep day last Saturday.
Yep.
We did have a top pick winner and two pick winners, but nothing significant in terms of prices. But 3 out of the 6 races, the horse that won the race was found in our top 2 picks. So that puts us at 414 stakes races handicapped, 186 top 2 pick winners.
Yep.
45% of the time, you're finding the winner of these stakes races in our top 2 picks.
Okie dokie. And then the Nuggets this week, you are going to talk about the Arkansas Derby. And because you're doing this, because there's a 100% chance of rain, so you know it's going to be a way off track. And of course, the weather around the country has been just kind of wacko last few days. Go ahead and let the listeners know what you're going to do with the Arkansas Derby.
Yeah, Dave. So so it's twofold. I was going to include the Arkansas Derby in our podcast with the picks, but I decided that what I'll do is I'll tweet out my Arkansas Derby selections and keep a close eye on the weather. 100% chance of rain, according to weather.com, a potential of 2 to 3 inches of rain. But my main reason, Dave, is I'd like to draw us and drive some more folks to our Twitter account. And this seems to be a good way to do it. You get another selection from me. I did handicap the Arkansas Derby last evening, and and I will be tweeting out my selections depending on weather conditions tomorrow at Oak Lawn. So that not really a nugget segment, other than to say that we will tweet out the Arkansas Derby tomorrow.
All right. Fair enough. Let's move on and do your handicapping for this week. This is the Keeneland races for this week. And Keeneland's only got a couple more weeks left, but there's still some great racing out there. And with that, you've got the 7th, 9th, and 10th races that you're going to be handicapping today. Let's start off with the 7th race. 7th race at Keeneland. It's a mile and an eighth. It's a grade 3. It's the Ben Ali. Or is it the Ben Ali?
Ben Ali. I'm going with Ben Ali, like Muhammad.
Muhammad, yeah. It's $200,000 is the purse. It's for 4-year-olds and upward. give us your picks.
Yep, top selection in this seventh race at Keeneland here on Saturday, Dave, is going to be the four horse. Four horses, Flame Away. We get third off a layoff. We get a Tampa Shipper, four-year-old colt, which was bought for $400,000. Has been pretty successful at Keeneland, Dave. You know, with these short meets, though, Flame Away's found his way to Keeneland. Two lifetime starts at Keeneland, a win and a second, threw up a 93 buyer speed figure at Keeneland last year. And so, you know, we get a very good jockey in Irad Ortiz taking over the reins from his brother, Jose. I also like the fact that this horse has got two workouts over the Keeneland racetrack going into the race, Dave. So I think I'm going to make the four horse, Dave, Flame Away, our top selection in this seventh race at Keeneland on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Third Day. Brian Lynch trains. We get Javier Castellano as the jockey. This horse is 6-1 in the morning line. Blinkers on. So we get blinkers on. Lynch is 12% when he throws blinkers on. This horse is also another horse with a Keeneland workout, pretty lightly raced 5-year-old. I mean, this horse is 5 years old, only been to the racetrack 6 times. But, man, Castellano is over 50% with his mount. So he's a hot rider, Dave. And when he gets hot, I'm telling you, things that don't look like they're gonna, like they have a chance, they have a chance when Javier gets on their back. I've seen him go on streaks like this, so I'm gonna try to make sure that I include Javier in a number of my selections throughout the day at Keeneland. So I'm gonna make the three horse, Dave, Third Day, our second selection in this seventh race at Keeneland on Saturday, and our third and final selection, I'm gonna go with the five horse, Dave. The five horse is Hence is trained by Steve Asmussen. We get Corey Lanieri. This horse is 8-1 in the morning line. Pretty nice record, Dave. 21 lifetime starts, 5 wins. But I also have just look at some of those buyer speed figures. Dave has thrown a nice 98 and a 95 one at Albuquerque and at Prairie Meadows. So certainly the buyer speed figures are right there. And I think, you know, if this horse gets a pace set up and indeed someone decides to go and push Flame Away, I think Hence second off a layoff might be the horse that might be picking up the pieces here. Clearly that horse needed its last race. So that was off a pretty long layoff from December to March. So race under the belt with a horse that can throw a high buyer speed figure. Asmussen has been kind of cold at the meet, as has Lanieri. Maybe they get off the schneid here in the seventh race at Keeneland on Saturday. So to finalize, Dave, Keeneland race 7 Saturday, our selections are 4, 3, 5.
Okay, then we'll move on to the ninth race. Ninth race is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade 3. It's the Stone Street Lexington. It's a purse of $200,000. This is for 3-year-olds, and looks like you got Derby prep points available for the winners of this race. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race, I could take a little bit of a price play here. I'm going to pick the 9 horse, Zender. Victor Barboza trains. Tyler Gaffley owns the jockey. This horse is 6-1 in the morning line. This horse clearly can show some early foot as a Tampa Shipper, which you know that I like. Cut it the last time out of the 11 hole in the Tampa Bay Derby. Has a nice bullet work there at Gulfstream before heading up here to Keeneland. So I think we haven't seen the best of this horse. I think there's a pretty good jockey change here to Gaffleone. Wouldn't be surprised to see Zender, the 9 horse, go wire to wire, Dave. So let's take the 9 Zender as our top selection in the ninth race Keeneland.
Is it Zenden?
Zenden, sorry. That's good, Dave. You got to correct me this time. As you know, I use my my iPad and my writing tool.
Must have been writing over it.
It did. So I draw a line right underneath the horses that are my top selection. So I literally cut off the N in Zenden, and it looks like Zender. But Dave is correct. Zenden. Is our top selection 6-1 morning line, Dave, the 9 horse. Our second selection, Dave, in this ninth race at Keeneland on Saturday is the 4 horse, another twist to fate. Blaine Wright trains Javier Castellano, the jockey, 2-1 in the morning line. We get a sub-12-second eighth of a mile there in that last race at Sunland Downs. Source, the you know, certainly has thrown some nice buyer speed figures, but it's some pretty inauspicious racetracks like Sunland and Golden Gate. Yeah. But we do get the Javier Castellano, hotter than a firecracker. But 2-1 seems a little rich for a horse that hasn't really been banging heads against some of the better three-year-olds out there. So probably will be over bet. So let's make the four horse our second selection, another twist of fate in this ninth race at Keeneland on Saturday. And our third and final selection, I think I'm going to go with the three horse, Dave, Sueno's. Sueno's trained by Keith DeSormo. We get Corey Lanieri again, 5-1 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff, has been in, you know, great, grade three and grade two company before. Pretty nice race the last time out, ran pretty close up to the pace and finishing a really nice third. I've got a feeling this horse might be sitting on a big race, Dave. So I'm going to take the three horse Sueno as our third and final selection. So Dave, race nine at Keeneland on Saturday, our selections are 9 Zenden and the 4-3. So 9-4-3 in the ninth race at Keeneland on Saturday.
Great. And then the last race we have that you're handicapped this week is the 10th race. 10th race is a mile and a 16th. It's on the turf. It's a grade one. It's the Coolmore Jenny Wiley $350,000 purse. It's for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So this is a pretty nice little turf race they got going here. And I had a real hard time selecting between two horses as the top pick, but I decided to go with the four horse Rimska. We get Chad Brown training. We get Irad Ortiz as the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. A number of things I like about this horse, a couple of sub-12-second last eighth of a mile. We get a sub-11-second last eighth of a mile in that race at Gulfstream Park on February 9th. Also, when a horse has won its last time out, I'm not a big fan of playing horses if they've won the last time out. But when I do look in the past performances and see a horse can string a bunch of wins in a row, if they're capable of doing that, then I'm more likely to make that horse a selection. So if you notice, there's three races in a row where this horse has had, you know, back-to-back-to-back wins. So third off a layoff, Irad, Chad, not that steep of a price, Dave. 5-2 on a Chad horse would be good, pretty good. I'd be glad to take that price. Yeah. So let's make the four horse Rimska our top selection in this 10th race at Keeneland on Saturday. Our second selection will be the other horse that, you know, easily could have put on top, the two horse Rushing Fall, another Chad Brown trainee. We get Javier Castellano, the jockey. We get 6-5 in the morning line, and a horse that's been 3-3 at Keeneland. Won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly at Del Mar in 2017. Obviously, and Castellano's been on this horse for all of its 6 wins out of 7 lifetime starts, but is coming.
A long layoff.
Coming off a long layoff. Chad might want to, you know, make sure this horse gets a nice race under her belt before he really turns her loose. So that's why I took Rimska over Rushing Fall. So let's make Rushing Fall, though, Dave, our second selection in this 10th race at Keeneland on Saturday. And our third and final selection to give the listeners a price play that they could put in either their exotics or their exactas, or maybe even as make a part of their pick three or pick fours. Mm-hmm. Let's make the 7 horse, Dave. Got Stormy. Got Stormy's trained by Mark Cassie. We get Tyler Gaffleone. We get a horse that's 20-1 in the morning line, who can throw a decent buyer speed figure when in the right mood. Another horse that's been able to string wins in a row, right? So this horse won its last race at Gulfstream, and then I have circled on my PPs the 3 races that she won in a row there at Penn and Belmont and Woodbine, and that streak there in 2018. Tyler's been on this horse, has won on this horse before, won a couple times on this horse. If this horse looks like she might be overlooked. Raced pretty competitively with Rushing Fall in that race there on May 4th at Churchill Downs in 2018. I think I'm going to put this horse in my selections, Dave. So let's make the 7-horse Got Stormy our third and final selection. So to summarize, the 10th race at Keeneland on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4-2-7.
Okay, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Be sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You know what to do. You get on there, take a look, and click links to listen to us. Any information is on that website. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, especially with the Arkansas Derby. You're going to get us a special pick on Twitter only. So follow us at offthechartshr, and Steve might post any other updates or race day changes. So be sure you're following us. If you have any questions, you want to send us an email, our email address is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, do you have any closing comments?
Just a reminder, Dave, for the listeners to take a look at that PDF on those 10 tips for betting at Keeneland. I've used those pretty effectively during this very short Keeneland meet. Went back and played some more plays on Sunday after last Saturday, and a lot of what that guy says in those tips and tricks for Keeneland seem to play out. Just a reminder to click on that link and read that download.
That was last week's episode 31 of season 2. Take a look. The link is in the show notes. We appreciate you listening and glad you were here. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.